The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Cancelled for a second year in a row, the Rory Gallagher Festival was due to take place in Ballyshannon, County Donegal this weekend. I'm joined now by Julian Vignoles, who's the author of Rory Gallagher, The Man Behind the Guitar. Good afternoon, Julian.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Julian, and I know that that festival every year, lots of people from all around Europe and a younger new generation as well come to it. Why does Rory have such an appeal still so long after his death?
I think it's one of the interesting things, yes. I think it's the passion he had for his audience. I think it's guitar playing, obviously, but I think it's a very simple thing. It's the likability he had. You know, we like an artist and somebody who gives so much to the people he's playing for. I mean, he ran onto the stage. Very few artists would do that. Rory ran out to the front.
Yeah.
Because he was so happy to be there and so happy to be entertaining people. And I think also, and it goes back to maybe what your last contributor said, I think there was an unhappy life too. And I think that's, and an early death, obviously, he was dead at 47. But, I mean, the festival has been going since 2002. They've had 18 up until COVID. And, I mean, they sell tickets in 25 countries. That's impressive.
And listen, again, testament to his popularity, you wrote the book back in 2018, I remember, but you released it on paperback in April. It was so successful. One of the interesting kind of personal nuggets in it is that he was quite a conservative individual in lots of ways, and he was very Catholic as well.
Yeah, he was a practicing Catholic all his life. And he lived in the kind of Chelsea area of London, and the London Oratory, or also called the Brompton Oratory, was close by. And he went there a lot. And in fact, there was a memorial service a few months after he died in November 95 in there. And in fact, one of the curious things was that a Christian Shield, it was the first time any language other than Greek or Latin had been performed in the oratory.
Yeah.
He went to and lots of people have described it. Also, he didn't like crude jokes. He didn't like profanities. But the other, he had folk beliefs. He didn't like when somebody had been and they put boots the wrong way around. They had to be placed the right way. And he didn't like, if somebody put shoes on the table, he didn't like it. I mean, his mother used to read tea leaves when he was a kid, and he comes into one of the songs. So, and then he, curious thing, towards the end of his life, in an interview with Joe Jackson, actually, he said that he stopped listening to Robert Johnson records, which is hard to believe.
Because it was the devil's music.
Because got a weird kind of feeling of some kind of primitive evil thing in echoes of it anyway.
Yeah, so listen, he picked up all kinds of pishogues down in Cork, obviously. Okay, Julian, that line's not great. We'll talk to you again, but thanks a million, Julian Vignoles, and that book is Rory Gallagher, The Man Behind the Guitar. Quick break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.